You are.
I'm ready. Hi, Anchor family. We're going to go ahead and live stream, a live audio stream, our live Facebook stream through Zoom and Facebook as a tester. Let's do this.
Setting us up to go live, and we are live. So, happy Saturday, folks. Welcome to our show, Purposely Calibrated. Today, we're going to be talking about the power of positivity, and let's see how powerful our minds can be. So, if you're just going to join us now, feel free to hop in, ask some questions. If you want to join us on screen as well, too, feel free to come on in. So, with that said, welcome, Leah.
Hi.
Live coach. She's our co-host here. We're doing a little bit of an experiment also streaming in on Anchor. So if you're not following Leah on Anchor, please make sure you follow her. Is it under Leah the Life Coach?
Yes, Leah Life Coach. Thank you.
Okay. You got it. Follow her on that. We'll also broadcast this later on different types of streams too. So if you're not catching it, please make sure you watch the playback. And also share it out with your good folks in your networks. So, how was your week?
My week was amazing.
Tell us about your event that you had. How was that?
Oh, okay. So, Laugh at My Calibration. It happened at a new venue. The Universal Bar and Grill. So my comedian Cosmo Johnson, he just wanted to do it at this venue because, you know, he's a comedian. He wanted that comedian vibe and feel. So we tried it out because they let us do it for free. It went awesome. We're going to be able to reach 200 people off of that night just from Universal Bar and Grill letting us have the venue, just from the people that came in, the people that donated. It was awesome. The next show is going to be November 11th. At the Universal Bar and Grill, and it's $10 to get in, or a toy that's equivalent to $10 or more to get in.
And tell everybody else what the great cause, what are we supporting with Laugh at My Calibration?
Laugh at My Calibration aids the homeless community. I'm linked up with an organization called My Friend's House LA, and they go out every week. They clothe the homeless community. They feed them. They encourage them. They nurture them. They give them a makeover, and they provide my wardrobe for all of the Laugh at My Calibrations. So all of the proceeds go to that organization. I make the food, I prepare the meals, and usually we average about, 60 meals, 80 meals, 100 meals, but the Universal Bar and Grill, that last event is going to allow us to do 200 meals. And now with the toys, we just notice that there's a lot of kids recently that are out there. With the holidays coming up, we just want to make sure that we can bring a smile to their face. I mean, because we're going to bring food regardless, but a little thoughtful toy would be so nice for someone, a little kid out there, just to have something to take their mind off of where they are.
Now, will you guys do one in November and also December, or just...
The next Laugh at My Calibrations are going to be toy drives along with monetary contributions. So we would love toy drives for any of the upcoming Laugh at My Calibrations in November and December. And we might even throw in some mini Laugh at My Calibration dinners to collect more toys.
Awesome. And folks, if you're listening, if you're around my area, send me the toys. If you can't get out there, I'll make sure that they get delivered to Leah and our organization. So we start collecting them now. So some of these children have an amazing Christmas and an opportunity to just celebrate like we all do, and we're blessed to do. So
yes.
Amazing work you always do. So
thank you. Also
for the organization as well. Just phenomenal. I can't wait till we have them on the show and talk to them about, just some of the amazing things that they're doing as well, too.
Yeah, right. They are awesome. I will be talking to them about that this week.
Awesome. Okay, so our topic today is how powerful is our mind, right? The power of positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron's in the house. Hey, Aaron, this is right up there as well, too. Warrior Mindset. I think Martha's also in here watching us. So two good folks who definitely they can relate or talk about positivity,
Yeah.
But the reason I brought it up, last week we had kind of like an open mic session where we did talk about our different things that we're doing in a positive sense, but I think that it just seems that we just kind of need to talk a little bit more about how do we change our mindset, right? How do we become more positive in our surroundings? How do we incorporate this in our daily lives when certain things can just throw us off, right?
Right.
An obstacle or something that can get you really down and you're unable to get out of that hole or that obstacle, for lack of better words, right?
Yeah.
So what are some good things that we can tell folks or share folks, or if you want to share stories about positivity? I'm sure you've got a lot, and I can share a couple as well, too.
Why don't you start with a story?
Okay. So positivity for me. When I started this company, you know, we always start with the struggle, right? We always start with, what if I don't get clients? What if I, you know, can't come into this? And, you know, under the mindset, too, that when you jump on your own, you think that things are going to go just as you point out or expect, but the reality is quickly soon sits in, and it's a matter of how strong is your will to make things happen, right?
Yeah.
Stay positive. It's easy to go down that path of, oh my gosh, I just, you know, I lost this deal or I lost this client, or sometimes in the beginning, just giving away your gifts for free, basically, just so you can gain some traction, you know? But I found out quickly soon enough, just... I started changing my mindset, and that has a lot to do with folks that came and encounter me. Back in the black days, you were a main key inspiration to put me on live, right? So who knew that I would have been, you know, a chatterbox here on live, right? Never in a million years would you caught me dead. Like, and I remember the very first time I went live, you just said, you're on, and I'm like, oh, you know, it's like a deer in the headlights, right? But it's always,
you're awesome.
Think about those moments, because it gets us out of our comfort zone to do really great things and to make differences, right?
Yeah.
So where my positive comes in is that you guys, you and other folks have helped me just to kind of see more or less how to deal with some of the other obstacles and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of get over those humps in that particular mindset, right?
You're right.
You guys taught me that it's easy to go down that the rabbit hole, right, without any rope or any assistance. I think when you're starting out, it's easy to also think that you're on your own and you don't have anybody that can help. And I think that's what we fail a lot too, right?
And yeah.
That positive quickly turns to it's a really ugly and weird place to be, you know?
Yeah.
So kind of with that, it's more of where I started with this. And this is not, I mean, this is still going way back when I was still working.
Hello? Are you still there?
It's always to help people and all that. And can you hear
me? Yeah, I can now.
Okay. And just, you know, just seeing a lot of the things that go behind the scenes that just gets a little bit frustrating, a little bit depressing, because sometimes you feel like you can't make a difference, you can't make a change.
Wow.
And I think for that is, I think where positivity comes in,
yeah.
That you can lift people up, and then you can take them to places where they never dreamed that they could go before, only by just reaching out and giving somebody a helping hand. Like a lot of folks like you, like Aaron, like, you know, a lot of these great people that we've met over the years, that I know that no matter what, when the chips are down, you guys are always there to bring it back up, right? Dust me off and then boom. It out, and I think that for me has been very important, keeping that positive mindset no matter what.
Yeah, definitely. And you definitely need good people around you to help you stay motivated and focused and in that good space and place. And I'm glad I'm one of those people for you, and you are one of those people for me as well. So is Aaron, who you mentioned. So I'm glad we are part of the same tribe. I really am.
So what are some things that I think that, like, I struggle, and I'm sure there's a lot of folks that struggle where, let's take the political thing right now, right? Everybody's going crazy over this, over that, and it seems that friendships are coming to an end because people just can't even have a conversation or in a positive, healthy way, right?
I know.
And that's pretty sad.
That is so
sad. Because you have friends
sad.
That, I've actually just ended up losing friends just because of the way they've interacted with.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad that you're going to let something so, I would say, minimal for me.
Yes.
That we can't share opinions or we can't discuss something in a very adult manner trying to change your mind. You're not trying to change mine. But we can talk with one another without just being like boom, 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 boom. You know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm going with the whole positive thing is how do we, and again, I don't want to say change, but how do we come or how do we meet in the middle using positivity, right? I think it's going to require more than just a quick conversation to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can actually talk about that part in another session, but how do we get into that positive mindset, right? What do we need to do every day that can get us to where we need to go for our goals? Like, we're grateful, right? For me, I wake up every morning grateful, just opening up my eyes, right? Trying to start my day with something, a positive quote, a positive motivation, something that I play every morning that just gets me pumped up, ready to go. Right?
Yeah.
Talking to you, getting our show going, talking about things that we can do. Like, I see you helping other folks. I see some of my other friends also helping, doing things above and beyond. And that builds on that positivity. And no matter what gets thrown, I feel like you're like supercharged when you have all of these magnets, you know, attached to you.
Yeah.
Just positive folks, right?
Yeah. That's awesome, right? We affect
yeah.
each other. We really do. And I'm so saddened to hear about the friendships lost due to something political or just an idea or a thought or a disagreement of opinions. That is so saddening to me because just for the last couple of days, I've been talking about how people have traded out their priorities for something very unnatural and organic to me, where people kind of choose, you know, the dollar bill or promotion or work or things over love, over people, over energy, over, you know, human life. And I've been talking a lot about just putting life, love first. Like I was saying, you know, people should take a look at what their priorities are, and that I hope that at the top of the list, it had a heartbeat, you know, because there's so many things that were taking the heart that didn't even exist before, you know, man and woman or man did. Like, we have to truly honor, you know, breath, life, living, and to let it go for just a political situation that evolved from what we created later on, you know, is heartbreaking to me. So I think we have to figure out what truly matters to us. And like I said, figure out what truly matters to you, and I hope it has a heartbeat, seriously. So I hope that when people can have their ideas challenged and disagreements, that they don't always feel attacked. Because sometimes when someone is telling them something different than, you know, their grandfather told them or how they were brought up or what they know, people have to realize when that is taken out of the equation for people, a lot of their stuff crumbles. A lot of their actions fall. A lot of the things of why they do what they do, what motivates them, what fuels them, falls. So we have to take that into consideration when we are exchanging that information and energy with them, that it has to be a process for them. We have to allow them to crumble and then pick that back up and put those pieces back where they belong as the person that they are standing in front of you today. Because what they were dealing with is the pieces that they had accumulated along the way, and then they put where they could and where they thought it went with that mind frame. And it makes total sense to them. So I think if both sides could be a little more empathetic to the fact that there are different foundations for each and every person, and that different locations and upbringings and situations change how people are going to feel about certain subjects, and it's more than just giving them the information that you think that they should see clearly. It's a process for them to be able to put that into their world, into their life. Everything just made unsense that was attached to that. So they have to tie that back together. They have to put that back together and make it make sense for them. Nobody feels good when they feel confused or wrong. You know, so I do want to put just a little bit of empathy in there for people to allow people to have that process so that you don't walk away with a negative energy off of trying to pour into somebody. know that it's a process with them. It's a seed that you have to plant and they have to cultivate. And it will bloom when it needs to. So you stay in that positive space of where you feel like you just wanted to pour in and give them information that they didn't have. And let that be so it doesn't go so negative across the board, because we can understand that they're feeling attacked. And the people that are being attacked, know that you don't have to take what somebody is telling you. You don't have to take that in, but you can listen. You can relate. You could try to understand that that's their reality from where they're standing, and that you're not necessarily wrong, even if they're necessarily right. So learn to stay in your space and be open to things, you know, coming your way that may, you know, throw you off your game, and know that it's going to throw you off your game and other people off your game. So act accordingly. But to stay in positive space in that arena is that we really have to change how we believe and how we see things. You know, getting someone else's story or opinion that doesn't match ours should not be seen as a negative thing. It should be seen as additional information for us to explore and add to our data or our experiments, and then leave the rest. That's it.
Yeah, and that opens up good levels of communication. And if you have that open mindset and you're talking to someone, it definitely creates just a completely different environment.
Yeah.
Already coming in, be defensive like that as well, too.
Yeah.
One of the key things, too, is as we're talking about how powerful our mind is, I want to talk about just how do we succeed, right? Let's talk about business, right? Let's talk about the folks who are entrepreneurs. How do we focus on staying in the game, right? Staying in that path, staying in that journey. You know, I shared a little bit about when I started. There's still struggles, right? I'm not going to sit here and just say, oh, you know, life is just unicorns and rainbows, all good, right? It's not, right? But if we stay on top of where our belief is and keep with our visions wholeheartedly, I mean, all we can do is just reach for the top, right? No matter what we come across, no matter if it takes us, you know, more than what we plan, as long as we stay focused and don't let things just bother us and just let things roll off our back, I think it's going to be really healthy to help our company or business or whatever thrive, right?
Yeah.
Connecting with folks who can help you elevate to the next level, right? We're not here to do things alone. We need resources, right? Like we're saying, we need a tribe. How do we get folks to just realize that, hey, you know what? It's not just about me. It's about everyone that I can depend on, everybody that I can help, right?
Yeah. It definitely is. I mean, we are all connected and we vibrate off of each other. So it behooves us to, you know, stay in positivity, because positivity invokes hope and hope invokes action. And with positivity and entrepreneurs and business, if you don't see something being successful, then you wouldn't do what it would take to do it. You wouldn't take the actions or the steps to do it. So and positivity in business, you want to stay positive in business because you want to not be afraid to take those steps. You want to see your vision clearly, and you want to see your vision clearly succeeding for whatever reasons makes it succeed, and then you want to take those steps to do it. If you envision that vision as a failure from the get-go, there's no reason to put any action into anything or to do anything. So you won't take steps that you need to scale up your business or get your business going or make those contacts that you want to make. If you're thinking negative that it's already gone, there's no reason to call that person and see if they want to work with you, because you're not valuable in your own eyes. You don't see any reason to do it. So positivity and hope is the spark for action. And action should be taken with massive leaps and bounds once you gain clarity. And the clarity should come from you seeing a complete successful picture of what you want to do with any realm of your life, whether it's business, personal, or, you know, the various other ways that we spend our life. You should always see clearly you succeeding in it, so you know which direction you want to go when you get to that point, or how you need to hop to get over that. And let me just tell you, your vision's not going to go exactly how you plan, but at least you are mentally prepared to take that step, to hop over there, or you have some polarity of where you want to be and where you want to go. and you're taking action to get there. And all the data that's along that way, it's for your highest good to get to the destination that you want to get to. I heard you say, like, it's not, it can't always be good or be struggles, but it really can if you change your definition of how you see things. So I've worked very hard at changing my definition of good and bad to left and right. It's directional in my life. It just means, you know, stop, pause, left, right. That's all it means to me. So it brings no negativity to my energy or my well-being, even when someone else may deem that to be something negative. I take it for the yield sign that it is, the stop sign that it is, the left turn only sign that it is, the no U-turn in this area sign that it is. It just, that's how it is for that street, you know? But that's still getting me closer to the direction of my destination. I'm still gaining polarity still of where I want to go because I'm listening to the signs of the universe that are specifically for me and my positivity of the destination that I want to get to. If I don't think that I can get to the definition, I won't take steps to get there. It's very imperative to have a positive mind when starting something new.
Yeah, I think a few shows back, I had someone make a comment, a couple of people, that, and I don't remember what our topic was, but it was along the lines of, that they tried all this positive stuff, nothing works, they think that this is all BS, you know, staying positive and this and that, and they just went on and on, rambling about it, right? And so I started asking questions about just exactly what is going on that's gotten to this point where it's just, it almost sounds to me like they've given up, right? I'm sure that you've come across in your coaching as well with folks that kind of start out with folks like this and kind of change their perception. You know, I love how you're saying the left and right. I never would have thought about looking at that would all, you know, being directional, but it's true, right? Mm-hmm. Life is full of choices. Mm-hmm. You can go left, you can go right, you can go straight, backwards, or whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But it becomes a choice, right? I can choose to be happy. I can choose to be sad. I can choose to just dwell in this anger. And when I look at the bigger pictures, what are these outcomes going to do for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I stay in anger, it's just going to suck me dry mentally and physically, right? If
mm-hmm.
I stay in sadness, the same thing. It's going to just wear me down little by little.
Mm-hmm.
If I choose to be happy, if I choose to be positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although no matter what's going around me, it gives me a sense of, I guess for lack of better words, it's hope, right?
Yeah.
That there is something better coming,
mm-hmm.
right? I got
mm-hmm.
something to look forward to. It can't be, it will never just stay like this. There's always going to be something better, something to look forward to, something positive, no matter what.
Yeah.
But I kind of struggle, actually, trying to answer this person, because it wouldn't get out of that mindset that I've already tried this, I've already done this, you know, nothing's worked, none of this. And, you know, I'm not a coach, so for me, it's not a comfortable place where I can say, because it works for me, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you.
Not at all. When I have a client like that, I definitely think it's imperative to strip them down again because they have this very strong, you know, sometimes you can have foundation that's kind of, you know, unstable and unbalanced and you can kind of poke it, it just fall. And sometimes you have a foundation that's been there so long, right or wrong, and it's just there, you know. So I think it's important to go back down to the foundation and zero those kind of people out. So somewhere along the way, their desires and their abilities, their self-proclaimed abilities have not aligned. But there's always an alignment of one's true organic heart and their abilities. You can do everything your true organic heart desires to do. So what happens when you zero them down? Usually a little bit of their vision changes. A little bit of their direction changes. Well, I was doing this because this was popular and it was an easy way to make money. Or I was doing this because I'm good at it and this and this and that. But sometimes they may discover what they really want to do or what they really love. Or, you know, something that was in the back of their head that was like really gnawing at them. And the reason that they're stuck in this negative place, not going forward with whatever it is because they probably shouldn't go forward in that area. Or they're running too fast in the wrong direction. The universe will halt you, you know, to say, hey, no, this isn't your thing. This isn't where you're supposed to go. So to allow them to zero themselves out and have new thoughts, new ideas, and be totally open to adding new things in and starting over, and like, let's build it like a dream, not just accepting what you had to accept and what you got right now. What is the bigger picture? If we're going to work hard, we might as well shoot for the stars, and let's go for it. You know, and we'll land along mediocre's way as we go if you're willing to already accept mediocre. You know, so usually they will take new steps because they have a new idea to add in there. They're more open to trying something new. It may have been the same exact conversation you were trying to get them to do before, but it didn't make sense to them because they were attaching it to that old destination. And they've done something that let them know that you can't get there that way. They went that way and the bridge was out. And they just think you don't know that the bridge is out. Okay?
Right.
So now they say, oh, I want to actually go over there. And that one does have a little rope that somebody made and left for people that still want to go to that area. So they may feel more comfortable just varying off and still, but still going, you know. So I just think it's a reset for them. And sometimes that's scary, but it's very powerful. And they will open up to new things to do. So they won't be stuck just in that way.
You know, it's also funny to me that this week I've actually dealt with WIQ a lot with Matt Hallmark, and it's all been about positives and negatives.
Oh, okay.
What are the odds? Coincidence. So, you know, positive equals positive, negative and negative also can equal a positive too. So this whole thing's been kind of been building a little bit this way. And I say this also because I and folks that don't know, it's Leah and I are kind of venturing out and doing some amazing things, some different things that we've got in the works. And this is, I think, all part of that positive journey, right? Attracting the positive, because not only with what you and I are going to be doing, that's a teaser, by the way, guys. So stay tuned because there's more coming on that. So we're not going to tell you just yet. But I noticed that in business also, you know, if I walk in and I have this, and again, I'm not going to say this to sound arrogant, but if I walk in, thinking I am really good at what I do, and I pride myself on my gifts to give it out, right? Not for free, but to give it out and actually just show folks what my worth is. I've noticed that when I get in that mindset also, I immediately give one connection to another, and I don't think that happens out of coincidence. Right? This is what's lining up. This is what's coming based on what you're putting out, and It's hard to explain, but it happens and it works, you know. All I can tell you folks is you gotta just try it, you know.
Yeah.
And like you just said, reach for the sky, reach for the stars, man. There's nobody that can. You can take away anything you have in life. Once you have your dreams and you want to pursue them and you want to give it 100%, I think that's what's going to take us to the next level, to the next place.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
definitely.
I think I'm losing my convention here, slowing down. But anyway, actually, it's about 11:30, so I think we're kind of going over a little bit.
We didn't touch on anything. I said we didn't touch on anything.
I know it's just kind of going around a little bit, but anything you want to share with us, like how to keep a positive attitude, a positive mindset.
Oh, yeah.
That can help us.
Change your definition of positive and negative to directional, left and right. Allow that to be real in your heart and your soul, and know that the universe is always conspiring to do you what your heart desires. I'll tell you a story of not even one time. People, I have a billion ideas all the time. I could literally be a business of businesses where people come to me and I give you a business. And it's going to be a great business. So I'm really good at just putting businesses together, seeing the audience, seeing the need, and running with it. So, and one situation, I don't know if people know that I'm a celebrity dog trainer as well, but I'm in the animal world a lot. So at one point in time, I had a big connection with the owner of this property, and I was working in there, and I was able to get into this property on a good deal just because I knew this owner. They were owner of a veterinary hospital. And they gave me this place to do a pet store. So I got all my ducks in a row, got all this together, and I did it. It took me close to a year to get everything in order. The business setup, the inventory, the way it was going to work, the marketing, the online business setup, everything was complete. I was ready to do this business with this great man that I know. In my computer, everything's in there. My computer crashes. I lose all the business plans, all of the inventory, every note that I have on it, everything that I've set up for it, it is gone. And it's no coming back, right? For a minute, I felt really discouraged. And it was only a minute, let me just tell you. I felt really discouraged. But then I realized that the universe was saying I didn't need to own a pet store. Like, that's not where I was going to find my purpose and my bliss and my happiness. Could I have done it with the connections that I was in and the environment that I was in? But when I look back and think about me starting a real pet store, being there every day, the complaints, returns, and doing that, it was not the ideal life for me. It was just a good idea for who I knew. And I think a lot of people are doing that. And I think the universe is slapping it down, just like it slapped mine down. Because it wasn't for you. But I was only sad for a moment. I went right on to the next thing. And I developed what I think is my one purpose to create this amazing idea that I have. And I believe that I will go on to now create that amazing idea. And I don't think I would have been able to if I would have had to put everything into that business. Allow the universe to guide you through this. Flow with life. It's going your way, even when you don't think it is. Get those positive thoughts in your head. Get on track and clarity of what you want and move in that direction and know that everything is happening. You are fully capable of dealing with, and it is the direction that you need to go to get to your destination, and it is okay. Go. Just keep going, because as long as you keep going, the scenery will change. So what's bad here will get good over here or change to something different. Because there's not only the power of motivation, the power of positivity, there's a power of polarity, which is one of my favorites. Okay? Where there's no up with no down, no left without right. They need each other to have reference. And when you're in the bad, it is powerful knowing that on the other side of that is good. And you're just in the wrong location at the wrong time. And that is life saying, you don't like it over here. Go this way. You don't like it over here. Come over here. And it is definitely joy and happiness over there, because it cannot be sadness and pain without the other side of it being joy and happiness. You're just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Take your guidance from the universe and believe that everything that's happening to you is just directional. It'll change your life.
You know what? I will tell you, the slap me down analogy you just put down, it's where I went through the last 6-7 months actually going back into maybe a directorship and all of that. But it's as much as I knew, there was a few that were for sure thing, and just something, like you said, it's like not meant to be. This is not for you. You know, and the other thing I think that's important is we have to be able to accept it and not fight it. Like, why? You know, there's a reason.
I think the bigger it is, the more it wasn't for you. Like, and you were just strong. So I would have done that business. I would have showed up day after day. I would have taken those returns and angry clients and customer service. But that's really how I wanted to spend my days? No. It was just opportunity. And the bigger it is, it's just because you're strong. But it's let it turn you over. Let it turn you around. And look over here. Look at what it's trying to turn you and face you to.
Yeah, and that's why I feel very blessed that I'm actually in a really good place, where I'm still doing what I love doing, and I'm not, thanks to the universe, doing this, you know what I mean, for sure. But you're absolutely 100%, you know. Folks, this is, we've gone over a little bit of time, but I kind of guessed around a little bit on a lot of the subject, but I'm glad you actually brought this back in for such a powerful way to end up our show today. Folks, make sure that if you're just tuning in, watch the replay. The other life coach again, left my calibration. We're going to have it again next month.
So November 11th.
November 11th. We also have I have a workshop coming up November 8th also. It's called last night. I went blank. This is what happens. I've been up since 2:30 this morning, so it's like thoughts are coming in and kind of doing this thing, right? But I'll give some more information to you guys on
is
that.
Is it the big Dream Makers workshop?
Dream Makers workshop. Thank you very much. Yeah. November 8th, happening from 9 to 11.
Yes.
It's free, guys. Make sure you join us. You're going to get a lot of great business strategies, a lot of stuff also to implement with your business from not only marketing, but also security as well, too. So,
awesome.
Thank you to my co-host, the Life Coach. Make sure you guys follow her. Follow her on Anchor also. And make sure that, like I said, share this out with all your tribes as well, too. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and end Anchor.
All right. I just realized what lack of sleep can do for you.
Aww. Thank you, Anchor. No, it's okay. Thank you, Anchor audience, for checking us out. This was a test. I'll be listening back. I hope that I can post it. If not, I'm still going to post it just so you know what it sounds like when you have audio on Anchor and you're just putting it in the room to have the sound. And make sure you join my Facebook group. You should be on Anchor. I put tips out there and who to follow and who's who. And I hope you guys have the most amazing day ever. This was listening to Purposely Calibrated. It's our live show on Facebook that we do with Carlos Garcia every Saturday at 11 a.m. and we talk about various subjects. I hope you can join us. If not, we're going to try and bring it to you on these audio platforms. Have the most amazing day ever. Thank you.